Let's pray. Father, I ask you to calm my nerves, allow me to share with everyone how you have changed my life. I pray that you would use my story to encourage those listening who are struggling and looking for answers for the circumstances that have brought them here. Thank you for Jesus, and it's his name I pray. Amen. Hi, my name is Justin. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from an addiction to pornography and struggle with anger. Growing up, I was taught to stand up for yourself and don't allow anyone to push you around. The product of this well-intended mentality was that I made sure that I was going to be respected and my opinion was fully understood, whether you liked it or not. Inevitably, this led to an endless cycle of fights when I felt threatened or questioned. In elementary school, I stayed in the principal's office, oftentimes getting licks. And in middle school, I ended up getting expelled. As I transitioned into becoming a young adult, this behavior of trying to stand up for myself changed from getting into physical fights and morphed into verbal confrontations in which I would end up screaming, punching holes in walls, and doing everything I could to intimidate the person who is on the receiving end of these relentless tirades. Needless to say, by the time I entered college, I had a long list of people who I had hurt and no longer wanted to be around me because of my emotional volatility. College wasn't easy as high school, and I quickly figured out that I was actually going to have to apply myself in order to get good grades and graduate. In response, I started channeling the energy that fueled my anger into studying, writing, and staying up long hours of the night, trying to get ready for tests and presentations. During this time of staying up late and preparing for my classes, I began a porn addiction that began to consume my life. It bothered my conscience greatly, but no matter how hard I tried, I couldn't stop the addiction. After graduating college, I started attending Watermark, and a few years later, eventually met my wife as well. During the dating process, I was able to keep my anger issues and pornography addiction hidden. But once we married, both issues surfaced. This time, I couldn't just walk away when I blew up or when I watched porn. Now that I was married, I saw in my wife's face the pain that was inflicted when I lashed out at or when she found out what I had viewed. Regrettably, my fits of rage, along with a full-blown porn addiction, decimated our young marriage in a very, very short time. Though I wanted to put an end to both problems, I still struggled and was encouraged to go to Regen. At first, I resisted because my pride told me I could control everything, but I was lying to myself. The first time I came to Regen, I remember walking in, sitting in the back, and being incredibly ashamed. Looking back now, that was one of the best decisions I ever made in my life. Despite my embarrassment, I continued to come because I knew deep down something had to change in my life, and I needed help to change. Every Monday, I was so encouraged by the personal testimonies of life change I would hear from stage, as well as hearing others in groundwork who had very similar struggles as me. I quickly found out that I was not alone, and the fact that I was not alone reinforced my desire to keep coming back each week. A few weeks later, I was placed in a small group, and this is when God truly began to work in my life. I can remember how difficult it was for me to simply listen to people and not try to have a solution to everyone's issues, as if I had all the answers. Another vivid recollection I had was the accountability that came once I was placed in a small group. Most of the time I confessed to my small group or my mentor when I had an anger flare-up or watched something I knew I shouldn't. But there were many times I did not want to confess and have others lovingly prod into my life, where I would retreat into incredible levels of defensiveness. Though it wasn't easy, the loving prods of accountability would be necessary if there was going to be sustained life change. In the first three steps of regeneration process, it was pounded in my mind and heart how much God truly loves me and that his love is not just a feel-good phrase or a song you learn when you're little. As a 7-year-old, I accepted Christ as my Savior by trusting that he was God's son, believing he was sent to die on the cross for my sins, and trusting that through his grace, I would have eternal life. What I didn't quite grasp was the depth of his love for me and how much he wanted to be a part of my life in every aspect of every day. In steps 4 through 6, I realized my constant demand for respect and standing up for myself were attempts to try to be heard and have my opinion validated by others. It was incredibly humbling to write down all the people in my life who I hurt and wounded, but I am grateful I did, because it helped me come to the full realization of my need for God's grace and mercy. In regards to my porn addiction, I realized it stemmed from a deep down desire in me to be in control and to be loved. Though it is truly a made up world, I found myself believing the fantasy that these moments of pleasure would somehow bring satisfaction and fill this void I had to be loved. In steps 7 through 9, I came face to face with many of the people I harmed. I trusted God through this uncomfortable step and was able to ask sincere forgiveness for the specific things I had said to harm others and do my best to make amends. Furthermore, it was the first time in my life when I actually listened to people I had harmed and understood their feelings, whether they were right or wrong. I took every opportunity to listen so that even if people were still upset at me, at least they hopefully walked away with a sense of feeling heard. The last 3 steps of regeneration helped me to continue this process of regeneration on a daily basis in my marriage, friendships, at work, and in every relationship I have. Oftentimes, the uncomfortable conversations of me confessing, repenting, and making amends with others opened up incredible opportunities for me to share with them the love of Christ. In closing, I hope that for whatever reason you find yourself here tonight, that you understand that God truly, truly does love you and that he understands what is going on. Your intention may be for him to fix whatever circumstance that brought you here, or for him to help you gain control of a life of chaos, but thankfully, he wants more than that. His desire is for you to have a relationship with him through Christ and to truly place him first in your life, where he is worshiped and glorified above all else. My name is Justin. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from an addiction to pornography and anger. I give all the glory to God for the change in my life, and am overwhelmed by his love and grace for me. Thank you.